Business leaders and farmers pushing for immigration reform. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
It is definitively time to reform a flawed immigration system.
Today, I'm proud to stand here along with the Tennessee Chamber of Commerce and Industry and other business community friends to support some type of immigration reform program that would be good for employers and employees.
Remarks from a press conference this week in Nashville at the office of the Tennessee Chamber of Commerce as industry leaders spoke out in support of legislation in Congress for comprehensive immigration reform. Catherine Glover is president of the Tennessee Chamber of Commerce and Industry.
That's why the Tennessee State Chamber is pleased to join with the Tennessee Farm Bureau, Associated Builders and Contractors of Tennessee, the U.S. Chamber, many of our local chamber partners and leaders across our state and nation, to call on our elected officials in Washington to come together to pass meaningful, workable immigration reform. We support bipartisan efforts to pass a comprehensive immigration bill and support strengthening and increasing security at our borders.
Also speaking at that press conference was Tennessee Farm Bureau President Lacey Upchurch, who says immigration reform has to move forward to keep our farms in business.
The success of Tennessee agriculture as well as U.S. agriculture depends on workers who show up every day and work along with farm families to raise and harvest our crops and livestock. Today's consumers want local grown foods. Labor reform helps make sure that our food is produced here in the United States, and we believe that American food grown on American soil is our best option.
But also during the press conference, a new poll showed that Tennessee voters overwhelmingly support the bipartisan Senate plan for immigration reform. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.